Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
First time the Mavericks had ever moved up in the lottery, and now we'll see Flagg shoot and knock down and 3-point.
There we go. That was Cooper Flagg and his preseason debut with your Dallas Mavericks. That was one of the two threes that he hit last night as the Mavericks were victorious over the Oklahoma City Thunder B team. But we will not be worrying about the box score in the final game, more of a feel and how it looked out there. Listen to the Fan After Dark, Blake, Fred, Ross here on a Tuesday evening. Getting you guys informed and giving you guys a little bit of
what are we calling this? Are we calling this a Tasty Tuesday?
It's Tank Top Tuesday, no? It's Tank Top Thursday.
You know, I forgot that it was Tank Top Tuesday because I think it was Thursday that we wore tank tops last time. Now, you pulled it off, but I didn't. Okay. But I'll be ready for Thursday.
So is Thursday Tank Top?
You know, I mean, I think you can go Tuesday or Thursday. I mean, it rhymes with either day.
My suggestion would be Thursday because you already have like TD Tuesday. Like you've got a couple of other like Tuesday events. So I feel like you can kind of like own Thursday.
Tank Top Thursday.
By making it Tank Top
Thursday. Now, Tank Top Thursday doesn't have quite the alliteration that Tank Top Tuesday does.
No, you're right. You're definitely right there.
But I think you can go wrong with either day. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm asking from you, Fred Davis. Yes, and I know we were watching the game sparingly here and there. What was your favorite Mavs lineup or your kind of fave Mavs lineup in theory? Because I know we caught spurts of the game. We weren't able just to lock in and watch all.
Yeah, but I was okay with the starting lineup.
Okay.
I think that's going to be...
For those who missed it, that was D'Angelo Russell, Klay Thompson, Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, and Derek Lively.
Now, in fairness, that's the group that I was able to kind of lock into the most because we were able to catch a little bit of it before our show started.
Yeah.
Since we're on 8 to 11 on Mondays. What was that? Cowboys Hour. Cowboys Hour. Sidecar Social every Monday from 7 to 8 with Brad Sham.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. But no, I thought that, I'm less concerned right now about the starting lineup. And I'll tell you what I did like, though. I don't mind PJ Washington coming off the bench. We talked a little bit about this during crosstalk. I am A-okay with that.
As long as he's okay with it. If he's like, hey, I'm fine with this role, and there's going to be some games I think he will start.
And Bobby Corella talked about that today with G-Bag when he was on with him. Go check that interview out. It was great. But I thought he had a great point. I mean, and you said this as well. I mean, he's the best sixth man in the NBA as far as all-around game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, he's a starter on a lot of teams. Very balanced
he's
guy.
He's a starter on 25 of the teams in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
All right? So, and he's been a starter. So, and I don't take it as a slight. I don't think it's any, I mean, you need, because look, at the end of the day, who's in at crunch time? Yeah. Like, that's the bottom line. Is it's not, he's still going to give you 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay? My thing with PJ Washington, the importance in Toronto is just
they keep doing this to the Yankees. When they score in an inning, they pour it on.
They score in bunches.
I think the series score has got to be what they had 13 and 11.
They're shellacking them, dude. They're shellacking.
It's like 30 to like six series
very,
score.
Very one sided. But from a Maverick standpoint, I just want to see and again, you could really the theme for this year is health. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like this is one of the, and you could, and again, I get it. It's professional sports. Every team has to be healthy, but if Charlotte doesn't stay healthy, who cares? Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what? I disagree. I care. I'm no, very fond of the Charlotte team. Pick a different team. Pick a different team.
LaMelo Ball, but,
and we got Josh Green over there. We got Spencer Dinwiddie over there. We got Grant Williams over there.
We still don't care.
All the Mavs castaways are over there.
Yeah, it's the Mavericks.
Dennis Smith was there not too long ago.
Mavericks East.
Mavericks over East over there. Over there. Pick a different team. Well, the Wizards. I like
the Wizards, the Bulls. Shout out to
I like Matas.
You know, I do too. But again, but my point is, if they get hurt, nobody we don't care. Okay. And you could argue nobody outside of Dallas cares if they get hurt. My point is that the ceiling is the floor, or the floor is the ceiling, depending upon what my boy MJ wants to say. But the difference in this team healthy versus if it gets hurt is not, this team healthy is a championship contender.
I agree.
It's not hyperbole.
You've got a bunch of pieces. There's not really, the two biggest weak spots is point of attack defender and creation.
You're worried a little bit on the perimeter side.
Because sure. Obviously Kyrie's hurt, so we do have to count that. For half the season, you're probably not going to have Kyrie. So,
no.
And when you think about just strictly guards, when you're going against these guard-heavy teams, guarding the guards and scoring against the guards, you're not exactly plentiful in that area. I think you can make it happen and make it work with different areas, and it might look a little funky sometimes. But traditionally speaking, just on paper, you're not like, oh, they got when you had Luka and Kyrie, you got this and that. You have no problem with creation.
You got so many different lineup capabilities.
You can go big, that's, you can go small, the thing, you can go, man. Shooter, you can go non-shooter. Like PJ, Najee, and Cooper Flagg to me can play the 1-4.
Oh, absolutely.
All three of those guys could be the guy that's bringing the ball up the court. Cooper Flagg, we're seeing it. Jason Kidd keeps talking about it every time. Najee, we saw it last year.
Yeah.
If you remember, for like 2 months, he was your point guard.
Yeah.
Not in a joking way. He was listed as your point guard, bringing the ball up the court. And PJ Washington has been a point forward kind of his whole career. I don't think he'd be the primary guy.
No.
But he can very much be like, hey, if you have Jaden Hardy out there, PJ, I want you to bring the ball up the court. I don't think that'd be a crazy thing, because we saw that lineup where it was Jaden Hardy and Cooper Flagg being the two smallest guys on the court. And Cooper Flagg was doing a lot of the ball handling duties in that second quarter.
I think Gafford and Lively are the only two dudes that you're not going to see bring the ball up the court.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Everybody else, though, I think you could see. And again,
even Anthony Davis.
Oh, AD.
But he's done that for a while. That wouldn't be a new thing.
It absolutely wouldn't be. But to your point, what I liked last night from what we were able to catch, snippets of throughout the course of the night last night, was just
the pace
that you saw, the ball movement that you saw. The ball didn't stick.
No.
Right?
There was not a lot of ISO ball.
No. It's not. And this is not a shot at Luka, but you didn't have just one dude at the top of the key just dribbling, for 5-10 seconds while everybody just kind of stood around and watched. And so you're going to see a lot of movement. Now, you have questions as far as your 3-point shooting is concerned, right? I mean, look, inside you're going to be be the best. Oh, interior wise, you might be the best offensive and defensive team in the NBA interior wise.
Well, let's listen to the players that are on the team talking about exactly what me and Fred are talking about. We said we like the new flow of the offense. Anthony Davis getting the ball at the top of the key. No isolation, guys backdoor cutting, guys running up and down the floor. Does Jason Kidd agree? Does he like the new offensive execution that he saw in the first Mavs preseason game?
What did you think of the offense in game speed for the first time, seeing it with the guys on the floor and how things were executed?
It was good. They got tired. That's good. They were moving. They were playing with pace. And the more that we can play at that level, the sooner we'll adjust to that. That comes with being in shape. But our depth can be a big part of that, is being able to bring guys in that are fresh to keep that level high.
I mean, he hit it right on the nail. We talked about depth. We talked about conditioning. And Max Christie was kind of talking about that. We'll play his cut here in a second. And Max Christie came into, I don't know if this is indirectly the question right here, but I listened to the press conference. Max was talking about his offseason conditioning and kind of coach challenged him to be in shape, and he challenged himself to be in shape. Not that he wasn't last year, but like, hey, we're going to ask a lot from you. We're going to ask you to be up and down the floor. We're going to ask you to... Remember what Josh, you weren't here when Josh Green was here, but Josh Green was that high energy guy that was picking up guys 94 feet,
right,
up and down, doing the backdoor cuts, filling in the gaps. And I think Max Christie can be a much better Josh Green. And if he works on his playmaking and creation, he can find himself being in those closing lineups, in those starting lineups, in those crunch minutes.
Just knock down open threes. That's really all you need to do.
Well, I think he has to do a little bit of playmaking, because think about when he's on the floor, if he's in that starting lineup, just being a 3-point shooter, then might as well just have Clay out there. I need him to be a little, like, That's how he can separate himself. That's how he can get more playing time.
To your point, though, he did look, and I mean, not just knock down threes, but I mean, as far as, because you mentioned it yesterday during the game, where he ran the break and dunked on somebody.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it wasn't like some crazy, like, two-handed tomahawk.
Even the backdoor cut, he finished at the rim and dunked
it. He absolutely did, right? So to your point, no, you want to see him. I want to see a little more aggressive. And what I mean by knockdown shots is that's what he didn't do at the end of last season.
There's going to have to be spurts where you have to create your own spot. And they've all talked about that. We don't have Luka and Kyrie on this team currently stated where they can just ISO wizard and someone's getting a wide open shot. It's going to have to be a collective unit where everybody has to be able to get their own shot. Everybody has to be able to come off a screen and a dribble handoff. Everybody has to be able to make the open shot. Like, there's not going to be Kyrie's on the floor, everyone kind of take a back seat and just hang out. But one thing that I am pretty confident they'll be very good at this year is defense. We know how they profile with Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, Lively, Gafford, Max Christie as well being a big point of that. What does Max Christie think about the Dallas Mavericks defense, and what expectations does he have for them this year?
How great y'all's defense can be, and in that locker room, do y'all believe that y'all can be the best defense in the NBA?
Yeah, well, we set that goal for sure at the beginning of training camp. We said we want to be the best defensive team in the league, at least top three at worst. And so we definitely have the personnel to do it. We got a lot of guys, let alone, you know, bigs at the rim, obviously. We got a lot of shot blocking. And then if we can, you know, put pressure on the perimeter as guards, create deflections, create steals, I think that'll, you know, obviously fuel our offense. I think offensively, on paper, we've got a lot of great firepower as well. You got one of the best shooters ever with Clay, and D'Lo's a great facilitator. AD is AD. Cooper's going to give us a punch, and we got guys that are really, really good on both ends of the floor, and so we want to be able to use that to our advantage, being able to create turnovers and then create easy baskets for us. I think we'll win a lot of games if we can do that.
Max Christie for president. I mean, this guy is so well-spoken. Yeah, I heard every word he said. He enunciated every single word.
If you didn't know any better, this guy was on the coaching staff. I mean,
he top three in defense. He said it.
Well, they
that's their goal.
No, they're going to. I mean, this is a team that, well, I mean, look, that's what Nico said, defense wins championships. That's what Nico told us, that, for crying out loud. You know, it's funny. I watching Mavs Twitter. So now that I'm in year two here in Dallas, when we think about where this team was at a year ago,
it was sad.
Well, no, it wasn't. Remember?
Oh, you're talking about Lucas on the team?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. A year ago today. We were getting, you know, Luka was still, had the little calf injury, right? Man. He was kind of,
it hasn't even been a full year, I guess you're right.
No, it hasn't. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, we were talking about, is this team a championship contender? You had gotten Clay, you know, you had went out, who's the other guy went out and got? You'd gotten Najee, all right? And you'd gotten Quentin Grimes, okay? And so you were saying to yourself as a team, like, okay, you know, obviously.
And Kai Jones, you can't.
No, you didn't get Kai until midway.
I'm just
remember?
Saying, he was just on the team. Can't forget about him.
Kai wasn't on the team at the beginning of the year.
I know, I'm just saying. Just don't forget about him.
Well, I'll never forget about Kai Jones. But it's just, it's funny how different.
Remember when Maxi Kleber was on this team?
So that was one of the first, like, vehement arguments you and I ever got into on the air, was when you said that you could score.
Oh yeah,
on Maxi Kleber.
And we never.
And I
want
to say
it.
You almost suggested.
Unbelievable.
Like, you, I don't. I remember you saying you could score on him. I don't think you were foolish enough to say you could beat him.
I don't think I said it.
I don't think you could say you could beat him, but I do remember you saying you could beat him, that you could score on him.
I definitely remember that part.
And I told him,
Did anybody watch him for the Lakers? Wasn't very good.
Okay.
Slow feet.
But I'm just telling you right now. Look, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to put it to you like this.
I'm sorry. Okay? Maxi Kleber.
We asked everybody on Mavs Media Day. If you had to play a civilian, what would be the score at 11-0?
Yeah, we asked good players. I agree. We asked PJ. We asked Brandon Williams.
Maxi Kleber
couldn't beat anybody on the current Mavs. So the Mavs falls deaf on that. Everybody on the current Mavs.
But you're not beating him, and you're not scoring.
I didn't say I was beating him.
You're not scoring on Maxi Kleber. I'm telling you right
Slow
now.
Feet.
Because
Slow
once
feet.
You
Slow
because feet. If you said that to him to his face,
that's fine. I'd hope he'd lock in. Anyways, I don't want to get distracted too much. Who do you think has the most to gain in these Mavs preseason games? Like, who is up against and needs to play well to get minutes? Like, D'Angelo Russell, to me, showed you, even in the first game, I can pass the ball well, we're good.
Jaden Hardy.
It's got to be Hardy, right?
Jaden Hardy has to. And you and I were joking around watching him last night. I mean, there were a couple times.
He shot the ball 13 times.
Dude, he
Nobody shot it over double digits other than him.
He doesn't care. Like, he can't help himself. Like,
Gets the rebound.
If he half ball, will shoot. I mean, that's Jaden Hardy. I mean, there was one time when you and I were watching him, you were like, oh, you got to pass that. And he's just, and then just fade away.
Because I can feel it on the TV screen. I can imagine how his teammates feel. They're like actually on the floor.
And now that we've talked to him a little bit and you kind of feel
like. We love Jaden as a person.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
But we also have to call it how it is, how it's on the, it's not efficient basketball right
now. No. And
it doesn't help the guys that are, you know, fighting for spots. They didn't even play. So they got to win by not doing anything. Brandon Williams didn't play. Caleb Martin didn't play. Dennis Smith Jr. didn't play. Dante Exum didn't play. Jaden Hardy was the only guard off the bench. And Ryan Nembhard.
You know what? If I hadn't seen Caleb Martin at Mavs Media Day, I would severely question if he's even on this team.
He was, I guess, a healthy scratch. We got no injury designation from him. Okay, I'm going to ask you this and we'll get out of here. Anthony Davis, I think we can all agree, will lead the
Dallas. Look at Mama Kim talking smack already.
I think we can agree Anthony Davis will lead the team in points, right? I don't think that's a hot take.
No.
Okay.
No.
Who do you, not counting Kyrie because numbers will get weird.
Yeah.
Who do you think will be 2 and 3?
Ooh. I think 2 and 3, I could see it. I'll say PJ and Cooper.
I think that's fair.
I'll say PJ and Cooper because I'm going to tell you right now.
Because I don't think it's going to be D-Lo. I think he's going to be a facilitator and get his minutes cut.
And I think he'll be up and down, yeah. Right? I think there'll be, now, will there be nights where he leads a team in scoring? Absolutely. I could see 2, 3, and 4 all being very bunched together. Here's my question.
That's kind of how it was last year. You had Anthony Davis at 20, and then you had PJ, Clay, and Najee all within 0.5 of each other.
Okay, that's kind of how exactly I feel it'll be again, except I think it'll be D-Lo, Cooper, and PJ. Here's my question for you.
No Kai Jones?
No. He's overseas. Does Clay average double digits this year?
I see him right at like that 11 mark, so I'll say yes.
Okay.
I just think he's just going to get burned. He's going to be out there, and he's going to shoot. I mean, how many threes a game did he shoot last year?
Like three or four?
He had 3-point attempts for our boy, what's his name?
Clay Thompson.
7.7.
He shot 8 threes a game last year?
Yep.
My God.
He shot more than Kyrie. Kyrie was at 7.2.
I didn't realize he should.
Max Christie right behind him at 4.7.
I did not.
So I need Max to be at 6. If he's going to take a spot, you got to bump it up, Max. I need more than 4 threes a game.
I don't know that I want Max taking more than 4 threes
them,
a game.
Though? What if he's hitting?
What? But what was his percentage last year? 32?
36.
Max shot 36% from 3.
Only 2.5 points less than Clay.
Yeah, that was during that hot stretch that he had there towards the middle because he was not shooting 36% there at the end of the year. But at the end of the year, that team was shot. I mean, that was a tired team. All right, coming up next, a little something we like to call NFL stack. The Browns have not given hope on this season yet. And does this mean good news for Shador? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's NFL.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Stack. We're doing a little NFL stack here. But from the 979, give me D-Live 17-9.
That might be a little overzealous.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if Derek Lively gives you 17-9 this year, you're winning a title. I'm calling it right now.
That's a lot. That's a lot to ask from Derek Lively. Especially with another big next to him and Anthony Davis, who's going to take some of those big touches away.
You've got a mini Chris Bosh at that point. If D-Live is giving you 17-9, and Anthony Davis is giving you 20-9, 20-8, 20-10, Cooper's giving you 13-14, PJ's giving you, I mean, at this point you're scoring 120 a game.
I would say, how many points are we scoring? I would say Derek Lively would probably be closer to 12. I would bump 80s numbers.
I'd say 8 to 9.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up his stats right now.
I think he's averaged 9 points a game.
Can we get him 60 games? Let's get that out of the way first. I mean, let's be real for a second.
Dwight Powell shows how valuable he is to his team every year because we always have an injury at the center position. Dwight Powell steps in. Now, if you miss it, Dwight Powell got hit in the groin twice yesterday, so the meme continues.
That guy's just a magnet for getting hit. All right, so Derek Lively, rookie year, played 55 games. All right, so two-thirds of the season, thereabouts. Last year, only played 36 games, okay? So, rookie year, averaged right at 8.8 points a game, and year two, 8.7. So, the guy's consistent of nothing else. Averaged just at 6.9, a.k.a. 7 rebounds a game last year, or excuse me, his rookie season, averaged 7.5, and then 1.1 assist, 2.4. So, doubled his assist total.
So, can we just get a double-double from Derek Lively every night? That would be my goal for him. Give me a double double.
So you want? Okay, so you're asking him.
What was his field goal percentage?
His field goal percentage was 70%.
I love this CSI music.
I feel like this is kind of like some Terminator.
This is literally 80s. The music that Blake requested last week
for NFL Stack.
No, it's but your Mr. Robot.
I was
going to
say this has got iRobot vibes.
Yeah, this is the iRobot. This is the
iRobot. Yeah, no, vibes. I was listening to that clip that Fred sent me about Mike McDaniel. Wanted to make sure that was good to air, but yeah, let me switch over to that real quick.
Appreciate you, Ross.
No, I'm okay with the iRobot music. Oh. So wow, there you go, breaking it again. That's the second time you've broken the microphone, isn't it? Yeah. All right. So Blake is efforting to fix the microphone that he just ripped off. The boom, but we'll get that taken care of. But yeah, 70% field goal percentage last year. So if you want to see a double double out of Derek Lively, which, you know, playing alongside Anthony Davis, I don't think is all that far fetched. You need two more points, so you need another bucket a game, and you need a couple more rebounds to make it happen. So I don't think it's far fetched. I think if you get 11-9 out of Derek Lively this year, you're gonna be feeling pretty good about things. So just,
I agree.
You know, you'll take 11-9.
If he can give you a double-double with, what'd you say his field goal percentage was? Because I don't want to shoot too high.
70.
Give me 75% and give me
just
give
I
me
mean, a, I don't give think me two. You need give that. I mean, he only shot. Let's see. I mean, he only shot. He's only taken 5 shots a game. So you figure he's knocking.
Do we see those shots going up or down, based on the current roster?
I mean, six or seven. I mean, can we average two more? I don't think it's a stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, look, not having Luka and Kyrie for the first half of the season, there will be shots to be had.
Or are we going to be in a situation where we were last year where we kind of were saying Lively is a product of Luka being in that dunker spot, getting those alley-oops? Because that's what we saw, a lot of Lively and a lot of Gafford was alley-oops from Luka and Kyrie. And I think everybody listening right now can attest that. It's not like Lively was getting the ball to elbow and creating. Gafford was getting, it was a lot of what the Mavs were they were able to get these easy shots. And we even had the conversation a couple times last year, like, is Lively tied to Luka, should you trade Lively? So I just want to temper it a little bit because you're not going to have Luka, obviously. You're not going to have Kyrie for the first half. Do we expect Lively and Gafford, but we're talking about Lively right now, to have all these shot opportunities?
I think you went into the season or the offseason letting him. I mean, he was like, all right, look, we know kind of what you need your game to be. All right. I mean, yeah. Are you still going to? I mean, hell, we saw it last night where he rolled a couple times and was able to get. Because, I mean, here's the thing. And you know,
I think transition is going to be Lively's biggest strong suit.
No, absolutely. I don't disagree with you there. But I also agree. I also think, too, though, is, you know, you've got guys that can get to the bucket still. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, I get it. You don't have Luka. You don't have Kyrie right now. But at the same time, I mean, D'Lo looked pretty efficient getting to the bucket last night. Cooper Flagg didn't look bad. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but I don't mind doing it. Cooper Flagg. And did we play the audio real quick? I know it's NFL Stack. We might just push NFL Stack to the 40 spot, but this is how geeked we are about Mavs time. Now,
this is somebody we got to stop this. If you let him shoot two to three threes a game, no. I'm all for that. No. But until Jason Kidd and Derek Lively, and that's a thing, we can't just keep hoping, expecting, wanting. It hasn't happened. It didn't happen last year, even though he did it in the preseason. He did it.
Why do we need to see him shoot threes?
I don't know.
Everybody
wants a stretch five. That's the thing. Everybody wants a guy that can stretch the floor.
You know, I want to be 6'3". That's cool, but it's not. I mean, this idea that he has to shoot threes, like, well, no, he doesn't.
I'll counter you a little bit. I don't think that Derek Lively has to shoot threes to be effective, but if he were able to shoot threes, it greatly helps this Mavs offense because I can foresee a Mavericks where it gets a little clogged. Anthony Davis playing the Sabonis-like role. I mentioned it when the report first came out to our boy Grant Afseth, which me and Grant did just launch a new podcast today. So check it out on both of our socials. Mavs Pulse will have two episodes every week covering the Dallas Mavericks. But either way, when it comes to clogging the middle, Anthony Davis being that Sabonis-like guy, Sabonis was the only big there. So there wasn't another big. He was the center. There wasn't another big to clog it up when he's making stuff happen. Jokic, he's the biggest guy out there. There's not another big. Anthony Davis is going to try to be the Sabonis-like role, quote-unquote, from the Mavericks at the four position. So Derek Lively standing in the dunker spot doesn't exactly help that formula. I think they'll be fine. They'll be growing pains up and down. But if he were able to stretch the floor, that just gives more room for Cooper Flagg to drive, AD to cook. So I'm sure the Mavs know what kind of roster they have and they're going to make it look pretty. But him being able to stretch the floor wouldn't be a bad thing if he ends up going into
that skill. I don't disagree, but my point with Cooper, or not Cooper Flagg, my point with Derek Lively is...
Thank you. He did it in the 2023 NBA Finals. News to me, Derek Lively shot a three in the finals. I must have missed that game. I'm aware.
And maybe...
He shot one. Like,
I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I want to see him become a more productive scorer inside. If he develops a three-point shot, great. And he becomes more efficient at it, then that's all well and good.
I'm done reading the text line. These.
This is Cooper Flagg, and this is what you and I talked about last night, and this is what I said I'm most excited about when it comes to number 32, is that he doesn't have to be the man right away, and now he's playing with bigs like he's never played before.
With two bigs in your basketball career, even going back to high school and college, what's that do for your game to be able to play with two bigs out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. It's a different, you know, style of basketball that obviously, like you said, I haven't played with before, but it just allows me to expand my game, play on the perimeter a lot, and kind of just help the fluidity. I mean, with AD, me, we both can play a guard position and just play that positionless basketball. So it's not really like playing with two bigs, but you know, just having that size, it really plays into our advantage defensively.
I thought that was a telling answer.
Quite the cavernous press room there that sounded like he was in an echo. But no, I mean, he
said it interesting. It's different. So I think there is going to be a little bit of growing pains. He's never done this. He's been the tallest guy other than Malawaka at Duke, who now plays in Phoenix. He's been the tallest guy on his team.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to have two guys that are commanding presence within the paint, commanding kind of the lane and the elbow where Cooper Flagg's going to have to work around now. That's why I'm not taking too much stock from a preseason game. Be like, guys, look, Cooper Flagg did his thing. He's going to have no problem. There's going to be no growing pains. He's just going to thrive, and nothing's going to go wrong with that. If you ask schematically where I could foresee a problem, it's just with that. With the spacing, how does it look? If Clay's off his game, if Clay's hurt, And like, how does that spacing look where you just have a bunch of guys that are kind of interior focus right there? So Derek Lively developing a shot, Cooper Flagg developing a more consistent shot is all going to help that spacing. Right now, the Mavs, if I'm giving them one concern, still happy about the Mavs, still positive about the Mavs, but the spacing and just seeing kind of how that works out, especially with AD having the ball in his hands a lot, which looks like that's what's going to happen. If you watch the preseason game, AD and Cooper Flagg had the ball in their hands a lot. AD or D'Angelo was kind of that connector, but Cooper, those two guys had the ball in their hands.
And you said last night we were watching the game, and again, like I said, I watched a lot of Cooper Flagg in college, so I am mildly surprised that he looked so comfortable last night so quickly, but I mean, he was calling for the ball. He's over there shooting turnaround jumpers on dudes last night, so you know, will it be a little rough? And the other thing too is I thought for a guy that, you know, and Bobby Corella talked about this today on G-Bag, I think we can put the, you know, Anthony Davis coming in 15 pounds overweight to rest. Mm-hmm. All right. He moved around pretty well. Bobby Corella said he's already apparently Anthony Davis said he's already lost 5 pounds.
Yep.
And I think here's the thing about Anthony Davis. He's net. Say what you want about him being a getting hurt, which that look, that's viable. OK, we already know that. That's obviously a knock and there's no getting around that. We've never gotten on him for being fat. He's never been deemed out of shape. He's always been deemed injury prone. But I think the one thing that people have totally overlooked is that he couldn't do anything for 3 weeks because of his eyeball. Like you would think, all right, knee, ankle, whatever. But like because of his eyeball, he couldn't get any sweat into it. He couldn't literally do any kind of physical activity at all because apparently if the sweat got into it or something like that, it could ruin his eyesight for the rest of his life and obviously ruin his career, you know, in his career. Okay, so I think we can pretty much.
What do you think he was doing?
Chilling.
He was playing video games?
Probably a lot.
Watching TV?
I would imagine he was watching television. We know he wasn't doing the VR. Mm-hmm. We know he probably wasn't doing that. Here's my question. Do you think he was playing golf?
Why? Why do you say that? Well, I would think maybe you have a chance of breaking a sweat.
Yeah, that's kind of why.
That's why I asked. Do you think you could still walk around
and get a sweat because it's hot?
Could he even cry?
But here's the thing. When you're golfing, you're just on the golf cart, mm-hmm. right? So you know you drive up to the ball, you hit it, you get back in your golf cart, you wipe yourself down. I mean, it's
that's pretty risky. Or you can just take 3 weeks off. Much of a golf addict? I could ruin my entire life for sweat.
He was on the golf course.
I'm going to say
when all that rigmarole was going on.
I'm going to say
Here's the thing.
I'm going to say he was inside.
Golf addiction's real.
I don't think he has an addiction. He probably just likes
golf. I'm not saying he does. But I'm just saying guys that like to golf will.
They're about that life.
They are about that life. And athletes love to do it. I could see AD going out there, you know, with the sticks on a golf day, just saying, you know what? Let me put my glasses on. Maybe he had an eye patch on. Who knows? Maybe he's part
pirate.
Let me
hit the links.
Let's do a fair or foul next. NFL stack, do it after Carter or something. I need something to lighten up before we get to Carter at 9.
That's a fair point. All right, we got a lot to get to.
Or is it foul?
It's always fair. It's always fair to do fair or foul. Don't go anywhere. Dating's out of control in 2025, fair or foul.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Don't go anywhere. Shout out to you, 972. I'm just a passionate basketball texter, and I get carried away, and I argued with y'all after the Luka trade for like 2 weeks. You are perfectly fine. We appreciate all the emotion, because if you saw the text messages on my phone from my own mother, who is the biggest Luka fan, that every time we do a Mavs segment, she says, terrible takes, don't know what you guys are talking about, because she loves Luka. So you are not alone, Tolos, fatties, if you are not believing in the Nico Harrison-led, Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg-led Mavericks, and you said, hey, I want Kyrie and Luka here. I understand, but we are at a new chapter in Dallas Mavericks basketball, and we're hoping that they can perform this year and give us something to talk about all year. But enough of me blabbing about the Mavericks. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's take our shoes off. Let's grab some popcorn and let's listen to Fred give us a fair or foul story.
You guys know what time it is. Our fair or fouls have kind of been all over. We haven't done a real...
We've
done fair fouls, but they've been kind of all over the place here. I mean, it's been tell you what, since we went back on Monday through Friday last Monday, I mean, it has been full bore.
We haven't had a lot of days off.
Okay. I mean, it has been.
If you enjoy our voices, there's plenty of ways to hear it.
I tell you what, you may be sick of mine by now. I mean, seriously, I've been on nonstop since like for 2 weeks straight. But I'll tell you what, I thank the good Lord for giving me this voice. But,
they're going to thank Gavin Spittle.
And Gavin Spittle and Tim Collins. Okay. Thank both of you guys as well. No, where was I going? I was going somewhere with this, though. I really was. No, because, I know what it was. Because think about it. Our Monday and Friday shows were basically preempted by Ranger News.
Yes. They on my birthday week, they said, no.
Yeah, no. Your birthday week, really. I mean, our shows, the themes for the last week and a half since we've been back on the air Monday through Friday, and then, of course, we do our Saturday afternoon show as well, has been Rangers, which, by the way, since Schumacher was named skipper on Friday, we've heard nothing since. So, I don't know. I mean, the catching coach isn't coming back. We know that. We heard that yesterday. But outside of that, we haven't heard anything else about whether Mike Maddox is coming back. Yeah. We haven't heard who the hitting coach is going to be. No. We've heard that the bench coach,
Pepe, but they call him Pipe.
Piper?
We've had it said to us like in three different interviews.
Whatever.
Something PI.
Bench coach.
We'll just call him Pi.
Let's just call him
Magnum.
Let's just call him.
What?
PI. It's a TV show with Tom Selleck.
You guys are old and watch too much TV.
That's not what you're thinking of. Anywho.
Wow, someone said fair foul is so much better than haiku hump day. I want you to respond, because they're both your segments. So it's
that's like saying my daughter's better than my son.
Yeah.
Okay. But that might be, haiku hump day. You either love it or you hate it. And if you're not creative, then you don't like it.
Okay? Where's the bell?
Look, I've argued. I've had people that wanted to take Haiku Hump Day and use it in their show, and I said absolutely not.
It's trademark.
It's a Fred Davis classic. I've been using Haiku Hump Day.
FDC.
Look, man,
Fred Davis classic.
If you don't like it, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Here's the thing about Haiku Hump Day. You've never heard it on any other show.
Originality.
You've never heard another show do haikus as a regular segment.
And call it hump day,
and it's a haiku on a Wednesday. I mean, come on, don't play with me. Don't play with me, 940. Okay, I'm not the guy.
I'm not the one.
I appreciate you respecting fair or foul. Okay, I do. All right, and honestly, I got to be honest. Fair or foul was born from when I was on with Ted Johnson.
There you go.
And we did fair or foul, and he used to do a joke where he said, "Get your glow sticks and your Red Bull out," because he used to dabble in that lifestyle.
EDM? Yes. Festivals?
Yes.
Right up Ross's.
Not necessarily. I don't know if he was a big festival guy, but let's just put it this way.
He was a rave goer.
not even a rave goer, but let's just say some of the things he would like to do.
Okay.
All right. With some Red Bull glow sticks and some EDM music.
I think we can make the addition. Am I painting the picture?
Am I painting the picture? And again, I'm not saying anything that he hasn't shared ad nauseum in his own story. So anyway,
he's a snowboarder.
Oh, he was. He likes to hit the slopes. I am not going to besmirch my boy Teddy J, one of the best at talking football in the world.
You got to go to Colorado every once in a while. You got to go there once in your life, right?
Well.
Talking about Colorado.
Yes and no, because sometimes people can go to Colorado too much.
Mm.
Okay.
Or get Colorado and get lost in the avalanche.
Well, Lord knows I've done it a handful of times. Anyway, that's why we live a celibate lifestyle these days.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. We live a celibate lifestyle.
You said fair or foul had something to do with dating. Hit me with it.
Okay. So, and you know what? You two will especially appreciate this, I think. A new psychological study found that men with higher intelligence scores tend to experience more difficulty forming romantic relationships.
Totally agree.
Researchers suggest that intellectual men may struggle with social connection due to overanalyzing interactions or having niche interests that limit compatibility. Experts add that emotional intelligence, not IQ, is a stronger predictor of relationship success. While highly intelligent men may excel professionally, they can often face loneliness due to perfectionism and a tendency to prioritize logic over emotion. The findings emphasize that intelligence alone isn't enough for long-term attraction. Relationship experts recommend focusing on vulnerability, humor, and empathy traits that build connection more effectively than intellect alone. Fair, foul. Psychology says the smarter a man is, the harder it is for him to get a girlfriend.
I think that's fair. I think once you realize what you're working with in your brain.
Show me what you're working with.
Once you realize your, what God has blessed you with, and you realize, hey, I have standards. And you, young lady, you're not meeting them. I know you work out. I know the buns look great. I know you got a great smile. And I know you can cook, but do you care about me deep down? And I think the more intellectually intelligent you are, you start to realize these things. And hey, it's just face value. Hey, it's just a pretty coin. But what's the value of the coin? What do you like? Not under all of that, because that sounds bad. What do you like through all of that? You know, through all the clothes, through all the skin. What do you like in your bones? What is your soul like? So I'm gonna agree. I think it's fair. The more and more you read up, and whether it's psychology or book smart, I think you realize your worth as a man. It's only men, right? It's only men. Only men.
But like, I feel like you could like even more broadly say like women too. I think, you know, like when you're just like, and it definitely spoke to me the part like where you were talking about like overanalyzing, because I do that on a lot of dates. Just like, I mean, and not even just like on dates in general, just like, oh, like, took a little while for them to respond to my text. Did I like say something like off-putting or like wrong or like something that could have been like received poorly?
What's a typical Ross text when you're flirting? What's your go-to? Well, we've heard it from all the other producers. They're like flirt throw out, if you will.
Are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
So on the dating apps, mm-hmm. right? So you chat a little bit, and then a lot of times, you know, you'll get a phone number, right? So they'll give me the phone number. And I'll text them, and the first thing I text them is a picture of hay.
Okay. That's an interesting tactic.
Because they go, hey, hey, oh, hey. So, like, the right ones will be like, this is so funny, or like, this made me laugh. And the wrong ones will be like, what? So you just know.
I think that's fair. Send in what your text, what your flirt line is like, or if you agree with that survey that men that are more, was it just emotionally like intelligent or book smart intelligent?
I think it sounded to me like it was definitely talking about like book smart, but it was also talking about emotional intelligence too. That was a big part of it
emotional intelligence was brought up. It said experts add that emotional intelligence, not IQ, is a stronger predictor of relationship success. So basically they're saying that, you know, if you're emotionally intelligent as opposed to just, hey, IQ, whereas, like, I mean, again, I'm not.
Because you see things before they happen. You can see signs, you can see red flags, and you see the good, and you kind of get the right partner.
I think it's also like emotional intelligence. To me, I think like emotional maturity. So like, say like, you know, you get into an argument, like you get into like a spat, whatever, like how that other person like reacts. They're like, oh, like they're getting mad at me because I did this. Like, do I turn it around on them and start gaslighting them? You know, like, do I manipulate or do I be like, oh, snap, you're right. I have been doing this. I could see how. So you kind of see what I'm getting at with that.
You got a crazy text.
I'll tell you what. Some of you guys from the 806. Absolute best thing to say after a first date is send nudes. So I know you made it home safe.
Might have to try that one.
That's a wild flex. Never tried that before. I don't know that
you might
want to
make that your girlfriend before you send that text.
Now, if I've ever heard of a Hail Mary text before.
I don't look. I think part of it is in today's dating age. All right. I think part of it is that I think you're just.
What's your go-to, Fred?
What do you mean?
Your go-to, like,
in what regard?
Fisher. Boom. You're trying to get a new girl to be interested in you. The one that puts it over, like, hey, I'm interested. What's your shoot your shot message?
I mean, I don't.
Or do you cater it to each girl?
I think you just got to go with the vibe. Right, like you just look. Let's go get coffee. That's it.
That could be your one.
No, that's literally it.
Let's go get coffee.
There was coffee. I already told y'all the one, but about the Life Alert one. I definitely told y'all this. Where it's like you say you follow a girl on Instagram or Twitter, and y'all are liking each other's posts a lot, right? So like you're feeling like there might be a connection there, right? So you send like it's like the weirdest, funniest photo. There's like this like grandma, right? And she's like clutching her chest, like lying up against a bed. So I would send that picture and be like, help, I've fallen into your DMs and I can't get out. Shout out to Life Alert.
Does that work?
Twice it did.
You got to tell you what, y'all's, you know, different strokes for different folks.
How would you describe? You've seen a lot of my shots I've sent. I show you.
I will say this. You have a very... varied approach. Now I will say you've thrown now you've got one line that you've been using recently that I am a fan of.
I copy and pasted it,
you
right?
did you absolutely did. I gave you credit for it the other day because you use it twice, and I thought that was a solid, and I want to say you got responses.
I did
to both of them. Some of yours are definitely a little cheesy, not gonna lie. I'm not gonna say cringy because they're just cheesy, but you know, you got, you throw enough crap against the wall, something's going
to
stick.
Sometimes the girls enjoy that. They go, oh, you're not just trying to, you know, I'll let y'all fill in the blanks. Yeah. And like, you're a good guy.
You're not. Or you just tell them in person that they have a face for content and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Another good one is yelling Titanic. And then when they get confused, tell them you're breaking the ice.
There is nothing that beats human to human interaction. Get a pair. No.
That's great and all, until what?
I don't disagree, but I
love the people that say that as if there's some seminar that we've been missing to like meet people your age and go and talk, because there's plenty of videos online. I'm at the gym. I don't want anyone to talk to me. I'm at the club. I don't want anyone to talk to me. Don't talk to me. And there's plenty of girls that are behind that.
Have you ever
movement.
Thought about hitting on somebody at the grocery store? They say that's another great place to hit on somebody at.
I've done it once.
How'd it go?
Awkward. We were looking at cereal.
What'd you tell them?
I just said Apple Jacks as well, because they were looking at the Apple Jacks, and they were right. She was like, yeah, I love Apple Jacks. Do you like any other cereals?
You like the Snap, Crackle, and Pop? Hey! Yeah. Blake Elliott, come on over.
I'll be Reese's and you can be Pieces.
2 hours in the books.
Get it? Because we should never be apart?
I get it.
Pieces together.
He wonders why it was awkward. Coming up next, Carter Freeman. Let's talk a little college football. The Red River, I can't even say it. The Red River rivalry is this Saturday. Is it a clear walkover for the OU Sooners? We'll ask Carter next. Don't go anywhere.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.